In this bulletin, China accuses Australia of infringing on its national interests. Four people killed and another wounded in an explosion at a water treatment site in England. And in sport, an Indigenous Australian former wallaby elevated to legend status in rugby union. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyant. China has urged Australia to step up and do more to stabilise the Asia-Pacific region. It comes after Australia struck a deal with the United States to jointly develop hypersonic missiles in a bid to deter aggression. A series of defence, trade and foreign policy disputes have led to worsening relations between Australia and China. China's Commerce Ministry will keep temporary anti-dumping tariffs of up to 212% on wine imports from Australia for up to 4 months and could extend them for up to 9 months. China's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying advised Australia to remain tactful.
Recently, China-Australia relations did see some problems, and the root cause is that some people in Australia have taken extremely unfriendly measures against China and have repeatedly infringed on China's interests.
Security officials from IBM say they've detected a cyber attack targeting COVID-19 vaccination distribution efforts. A cyber espionage initiative using targeted phishing emails was detected, trying to collect information from the World Health Organization's initiative for distributing COVID-19 vaccines to developing countries. It's not yet known which group or person was behind the campaign, which began in September, or if it was successful. Western Australia is reviewing its decision to reopen its border to travellers from New South Wales. It comes after the eastern state recorded a new coronavirus case. Urgent testing is underway to determine how a woman who worked at two Sydney hotels, including one which is used for hotel quarantine, contracted COVID-19. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says a decision over whether WA will stick with the reopening will be made on the weekend.
Obviously, if the Chief Health Officer recommends that we delay opening to New South Wales, that is the decision we will make. We don't have enough information at this point in time to make that decision.
Four people have been killed and another wounded following an explosion at a water treatment site in England. Police are investigating the incident at the Wessex Water Facility near Bristol. Flames were seen rising from the building and a chemical tank, which is believed to have exploded, has sustained severe damage. The Supreme Court of Israel has heard statements from the defence team of accused paedophile Melka Leifer. Ms. Leifer is appealing a previous court decision to extradite her to Australia, where she's wanted on charges of sexually abusing students. Her lawyers claim she's not mentally fit to stand trial. But victims advocate Manny Wax says the lawyers are exploiting the process.
From my perspective, the defence team has been exploiting this system. At the same time, we've also seen repeated victim blaming. The fact that there can be a suggestion that any of these girls consented to having some sort of sexual contact with their school principal is absolutely absurd.
Ms. Leifer has been fighting extradition from Israel since 2014. Pro-democracy advocate and media tycoon Jimmy Lai has been refused bail on a fraud charge amid growing action to stop dissent in Hong Kong. Jimmy Lai was among 10 people arrested in August on what police said was suspicion of violating a national security law and collusion with a foreign country. The 73-year-old also faces charges of joining an unauthorised vigil marking the anniversary of the 1989 pro-democracy protests in Chenamon Square. In rugby union, former Wallaby and SBS personality Mark Aller has been elevated to legend status in the New South Wales Hall of Champions. The former schoolboy star won 25 test caps for Australia between 1980 and 1984. He joins Sir Donald Bradman, Yvonne Goolagong, Murray Rose and Richie Beno as sporting legends from New South Wales. Well, now today's weather. Perth partly cloudy and 24. Adelaide sunny and 33 degrees. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 23. Hobart, a morning shower or two, a top of 20. Canberra, sunny and 29. Wollongong, much the same, 26. Sydney, mostly sunny, 28. Newcastle, possible shower, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns, a morning shower or two and 32 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and a top of 34. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.